Amen. How many of you are ready for the word of the Lord this morning?
¿Cuántos están listos para la palabra de Dios?
In Psalm 61.
En Salmos 61. Thank you.
I wanted to read verses 1 through 4.
Quiero leer versos 1 a 4.
I'm reading from the English Standard Version.
Estoy leyendo de una versión diferente.
And it says this.
Dice así.
This is a Psalm of David.
Es un Salmo de David.
It says, "Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer."
Oye Dios, mi clamor, atiende a mi oración.
From the end of the earth I call to you. When my heart is faint, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Desde el extremo de la tierra clamaré a ti cuando mi corazón desmaye. Llévame a la roca que es más alta que yo.
For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy.
Porque tú has sido mi refugio y torre fuerte delante del enemigo.
Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings, Selah.
Yo habitaré en tu tabernáculo para siempre. Estaré seguro bajo la cubierta de tus alas, Selah.
And I want to speak with you a message this morning entitled, The Place of Safety.
Quiero hablar un mensaje con el título, El Lugar de Seguridad.
The Place of Safety.
El Lugar de Seguridad.
Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you would anoint the preaching of your word this morning. Lord, you know, Lord, what the needs of your people are. And I pray you would, through your word, speak to each and every person as only you can. Anoint it, Lord. We pray that you would quicken our minds, quicken our hearts to hear what you have to say, and help me to speak your word, Lord, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Bless your people and bless your word, we pray, in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen,
amen and amen.
Amen.
Many of the Psalms were written by none other than King David.
Muchos de los Salmos fueron escritos por el Rey David.
The Psalms are known as the Songbook or the Songs of the Bible.
Los Salmos se conocen como los cantos de la Biblia.
And David was known as the sweet psalmist of Israel.
Y David fue conocido como el lindo salmista.
David was a man after God's own heart.
David tenía corazón que seguía al Señor.
And they say that there were times, even in the middle of the night, that he would sing to the Lord praises and psalms.
La historia dice que aún en media de la noche, él cantaba himnos al Señor.
They say that he would keep his harp near his bed.
Él tenía su arpas acerca de su cama.
And in the middle of the night, a breeze would blow through the window and through the strings of the harp.
Y en medianoche un viento entraba en su ventana y tocaba a la arpa.
And as the wind or the breeze went through the strings of the harp, it would make a humming noise.
Y mientras que el viento entraba, tocaba la arpa y hacía un ruido, de tocar el arpa.
And when he would hear that sound, he would wake up.
Y cuando él escuchaba ese ruido, levantaba.
He'd wake up, get the harp into his hand, and he began to sing songs to the Lord.
Y tomaba su arpa para cantarle al Señor.
He was a man after God's own heart.
Él era un hombre que tenía corazón para seguir a Dios.
He loved the Lord.
Él amaba a Dios.
And in this psalm, we read about a place of safety.
Y en este salmo leemos de un lugar de seguridad.
And you can hear immediately his heart towards the Lord.
Inmediatamente podemos escuchar su corazón para Dios.
In verse 1 he says, "Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer."
Verso 1 dice, "Oye Dios mi clamor, atiende a mi oración."
Have you ever been in a place where you began to cry out to the living God?
¿Has estado en un lugar cuando clamas al Dios viviente?
Sometimes we go through situations in our lives when we don't even know what happened.
A veces pasamos por situaciones que ni sabemos lo que ha pasado.
Everything seemed to be going well, and all of a sudden it seems like everything is turned around.
Todo se aparece bien, pero de repente se pone todo mal.
And when these things begin to happen in our lives, sometimes we feel lost. We don't even know which way to go.
Y a veces cuando estas cosas pasan, nos sentimos perdidos y no sabemos a qué lugar ir.
Think about what happened even in March.
Aún piensa en lo que pasó en marzo.
We're just living our lives like normal, it would seem.
Estábamos viviendo nuestras vidas.
And then all of a sudden there was this threat of a virus and everything seems to change.
Y de repente teníamos preocupación de este virus y todo cambió.
We're going one way and it seems like everything is just turned around.
Íbamos adelante y de repente todo se volteó.
Sometimes it can happen in our own lives. We're walking close to God, spending time with Him.
A veces puede pasar en nuestra vida personalmente. Estamos andando con Dios y cosas cambian.
And then all of a sudden it seems like we just are thrown into a storm and we don't even know which way is up.
Y de repente estamos tirados en un tiempo difícil y ni sabemos cuál lugar es arriba.
It can be a difficult place to be in.
Es un lugar muy difícil.
And this is where the psalmist finds himself.
Y aquí se encontró el salmista.
He's crying out to the living God.
Estaba clamando al Dios viviente.
And in the midst of this storm, he says, "Listen to my prayer."
Y en medio de ese tiempo terrible, clamó a Dios.
It says, "From the ends of the earth, I call out to you."
Dice, "Atiende a mi oración. Desde el extremo de la tierra, clamaré a ti."
He's saying, in essence, I'm in an unfamiliar place.
Está diciendo, yo no conozco este lugar.
He's saying, I'm far from the place of normalcy.
Estoy lejos del lugar que conozco muy bien.
He feels like he's alienated from the presence of God.
Está muy lejos de la presencia de Dios.
He uses that expression, from the ends of the earth.
Y expresó usando palabras del extremo de la tierra.
He doesn't know where he is in a way.
Y en una manera no sabe dónde se encuentra.
But he says, it's from the ends of the earth that I call to you.
Pero dice, yo te clamo a ti.
You may be in a storm right now.
Quizás usted se encuentra en un lugar difícil.
You may have a lot of questions in your mind and in your heart.
Y tiene muchas preguntas en tu mente y corazón.
But it's in this kind of place, just like the psalmist here, that it's there that we call out to him.
Pero es en este lugar que clamamos a Dios.
It says, when my heart is faint.
Dice, what verse?
In verse 2.
En verso 2 dice, cuando mi corazón desmaye.
Or in the King James it says, when it is overwhelmed.
O en la Reina Valera dice, cuando mi corazón desmaye.
It seems like darkness or calamity has seemed to cover his life.
La oscuridad ha entrado a su vida.
The Hebrew word actually means to cover as with a garment.
En el hebreo, la palabra quiere decir de cubrir con vestidura.
It's like all of a sudden you're overwhelmed. You feel like you're enveloped with all of this stuff that you don't know what to do.
Es una carga muy difícil y ni sabe qué hacer.
He says, when my heart is overwhelmed.
Cuando mi corazón desmaye.
I feel like I'm surrounded by all kinds of trouble.
Me siento que hay peligro alrededor de mí.
He says, it's in that place. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Pero dice, en ese lugar, llévame a la roca que es más alta que yo.
When we read about the rock in the Old Testament,
el leer de la roca en el Antiguo Testamento,
it's speaking about Jesus Christ himself.
Habla de Jesucristo mismo.
You can read about that in the New Testament.
Puede leerlo en el Nuevo Testamento.
Where it states clearly the rock is Christ.
Donde declara claramente la roca es Jesucristo.
This rock is a place of safety and security.
Esta roca es lugar de seguridad y cuidado.
And some even translate this to put him in a place or place me safely on a high rock.
Algunos usan esta palabra para declarar, ponme en un lugar alto, en la roca alto.
Or it can also mean, lift me up and set me upon a rock.
También puede decir, levántame y ponme en la roca.
This rock is picturing a place of strong foundation.
La roca representa un lugar fuerte, un fundamento muy fuerte.
Again, a place of security and safety.
Y un lugar de seguridad.
And he's saying, when I feel overwhelmed, oh God, put me upon this rock.
Y declara que llévame a la roca.
And so, in Psalm 18,
en Salmo 18,
you can see the similar words that are used by the psalmist here.
Podemos leer las palabras muy similares.
In Psalm 18, verses 1 through 3,
en versos 1 a 3,
it says, I love you, O Lord, my strength.
Te amo, oh Jehová, fortaleza mía.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
Jehová, roca mía y castillo mío y mi libertador.
My God, my rock in whom I take refuge.
Dios mío, fortaleza mía, en él confiaré.
My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
Mi escudo y la fortaleza de mi salvación, mi alto refugio.
He says, I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies.
Invocaré a Jehová, quien es digno de ser alabado, y seré salvo de mis enemigos.
There are times that we don't know which way is up.
A veces ni sabemos qué lugar es arriba y abajo.
And it's in those times that we can call to the living God.
Pero en esos tiempos podemos clamar al Dios viviente.
He is the one that will establish us upon the rock that is higher than I.
Él es quien puede establecernos en esa roca más alto.
In Psalm 40,
en el Salmo 40,
verse 2,
Salmo 40, verso 2,
it says, He drew me up from the pit of destruction out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure.
Psalm 40, verse 2.
Yes.
Okay. Verso 2 dice, Me extrajo del pozo de la desesperación de todo de lodo cenagoso, afiándose mis pies sobre una roca y concelido mis pasos.
God wants to establish you upon the rock.
Dios quiere establecernos sobre la roca.
You may feel overwhelmed.
Quizás te sientes con mucho carga.
It may feel like you're just covered with all kinds of trouble all around.
Y cubierto con mucho peligro y cosas difíciles alrededor.
It may have seemed like it came from out of nowhere.
Y vino de ni sabemos dónde.
But it's in these times that we call out to the Lord and He will establish us upon the rock.
Pero es en estos tiempos que clamamos a Dios y Él nos establecerá sobre la roca.
And it's in this time that the psalmist begins to recount the many times God has shown Himself.
Y en estos momentos el salmista recuerda muchas veces que Dios le ha ayudado.
In verse 3 he says, For you have been my refuge.
Verso 3 dice, Porque tú has sido mi refugio.
A strong tower against the enemy.
Y torre fuerte delante del enemigo.
He begins to recount the many times that God has shown up.
Él se recuerda de muchas veces que Dios estaba presente.
Where God has been faithful to protect him in the past.
Que Dios ha sido fiel a protegerlo en su historia.
God has been his shelter.
Dios ha sido su refugio.
He has been his protector.
Le ha protegido.
That word refuge.
Y esa palabra torre.
It comes from the verb to be safe.
O refugio viene de la palabra de tener lugar de seguridad.
The Lord is our place of safety.
El Señor es nuestro lugar de seguridad.
It doesn't matter what's going on in the earth.
No importa lo que está pasando en el mundo.
It doesn't matter how bad the political scene is.
No importa cuál mal se aparece las cosas políticas.
It's during these seasons that we need to run to God.
Es durante estos tiempos que nosotros necesitamos correr a Dios.
He is our shelter.
Él es nuestro refugio.
He is the one that will protect us and keep us safe.
Él es quien va a protegernos y cuidarnos.
It also says that he's a strong tower from the enemy.
Y dice, es torre fuerte delante del enemigo.
And in the Old Testament days,
en el Antiguo Testamento, en esos días,
a tower always offered protection.
Un torre siempre ofrecía protección.
Protection against enemies and even attacks.
Protección de enemigos y ataques.
You see, God is both a shelter and a watchtower.
Dios es los dos, un refugio y torre fuerte.
And so the psalmist is recounting all of these things in his mind and in his heart.
Y el salmista está recordando todas estas cosas en su corazón y mente.
You see, as a child of God,
como hijo de Dios,
life isn't always going to be easy.
La vida no va a ser fácil.
As you're growing in the Lord, there will be seasons, there will be storms that you will go through.
Mientras que crecemos en el Señor, va a haber momentos difíciles.
And some of them will be overwhelming.
Y algunos van a estar como una carga muy difícil.
But God wants to be your safety.
Pero Dios quiere ser nuestra seguridad.
He wants to be your protector.
Nuestro protegernos.
Your strength.
Nuestra fuerza.
The one that will lead you out.
El que nos va a guiar afuera de eso.
And so in verse 4,
en verso 4,
in the first part,
en el primer parte,
the psalmist says, "Let me dwell in your tent forever."
El salmista dice, "Yo habitaré en tu tabernáculo para siempre."
In the King James, as she just said in Spanish, it's tabernacle.
Y en la Reina Valera usa la palabra tabernáculo.
The tabernacle in the Old Testament,
en el Antiguo Testamento, el tabernáculo
was a traveling sanctuary.
Era un santuario que viajaba con los israelitas.
They would set it up and it in essence symbolized the presence of God.
El tabernáculo simbolizaba la presencia de Dios.
It also symbolized God's protection.
Y también la protección de Dios.
But the psalmist's desire is to be in this tabernacle forever.
Y el salmista deseaba habitar siempre en el tabernáculo.
In God's presence there is peace.
En la presencia de Dios hay paz.
There is peace in the midst of the storm.
Hay paz en medio de peligro.
And the psalmist is saying, I want to be in this place, this tabernacle where your presence is.
Y el salmista declaraba, yo quiero estar donde está tu presencia.
Not just for a little bit.
No por solamente un momento.
But forever.
Pero para siempre.
And then he likens this being in God's presence.
Y luego dice, en comparación de estar en su presencia,
as dwelling under the shelter of his wings.
Como estar seguro bajo la cubierta de tus alas.
He says, let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings, Selah.
Quería estar seguro bajo la cubierta de sus alas, Selah.
When it says, I will seek refuge, it's talking about I'm seeking safety under the cover of your wings.
Cuando él dijo que buscaba refugio, él estaba buscando refugio bajo sus alas.
It's talking about dwelling under the shadow of his wings, the covering of his wings.
En lugar de seguridad bajo la seguridad de sus alas cubierta.
And what this speaks of is God's tender care of his people.
Y esto nos habla de cómo Dios nos cuida.
How even a bird takes care of her own young.
Aún el pájaro cuida de sus pajaritos.
In Psalm 91.
En el Salmo 91.
Verse 4.
Versículo 4.
It says, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall find protection.
Salmo 91, versículo 4 dice, con sus plumas te cubrirá, y debajo de sus alas estarás seguro.
It's a beautiful thing when you see a mother hen taking care of her little chicks.
Es una cosa muy bella en ver la gallina, el pollo cuidando sus pollitos.
When those little chicks feel afraid, they just run to the mother, and the mother kind of opens up her wings.
Esos pollitos, cuando sienten temor, corren a la mamá y ella abre sus alas para protegerlos.
And they run right under there, and then she kind of closes her wings on top of them.
Y cierra sus alas sobre sus pollitos para protegerlos.
But this is showing tender care.
Y esto nos habla del cuidado del que Dios nos da a nosotros.
God sees what we go through.
Dios ve cada cosa por cual estamos pasando.
And like those little chicks, we need to learn to run into His presence.
Y como esos pollitos, debemos de saber cómo correr a la presencia de Dios.
And run under the shadow of His wings.
Abajo de su cubierto de sus alas.
And He will protect us.
Y Él nos va a proteger.
A mother hen will do all that she can to protect her young.
La mamá gallina, ella va a hacer todo lo que puede para proteger a sus pollitos.
But when we come to God,
pero cuando nosotros venimos a Dios,
we're coming to Almighty God that nothing can stand against.
Venimos al Dios viviente, poderoso, y nada puede parar en contra de Él.
We are going through a storm in the world today.
El mundo está pasando por un tiempo muy difícil hoy.
There are a lot of questions in the minds of hearts of people all around the world.
Hay muchas preguntas en las mentes alrededor en la humanidad.
Is this virus ever going to go away?
¿Se va a ir este virus?
Who's going to be elected president on Tuesday?
¿Quién se va a elegir el presidente el martes que viene?
If you haven't voted, you need to vote.
Si no has votado, te quiero animar que debes votar.
You're not voting for the man.
No estás votando por hombre.
Vote for the policies of the parties.
Pero necesitas votar por las cosas políticas que ese hombre se pare por.
But there's a lot of stuff going on in the world.
Hay muchas cosas en este mundo pasando.
And there are a lot of questions.
Muchas preguntas.
And we as God's people need to run to our refuge.
Pero nosotros como el pueblo de Dios necesitamos correr a nuestro refugio.
Run to our strong tower.
A nuestro torre fuerte.
Run into our tabernacle.
A nuestro tabernáculo.
Run and hide under the shadow of His wings.
Escondernos abajo de sus alas.
And from the midst of what we're going through, say, Lord, set me upon a rock.
Y por medio de todo lo que estamos pasando, pedirle, Señor, ponme en la roca alto.
God wants to help us.
Dios nos quiere ayudar.
God wants to help you.
Dios te quiere ayudar a ti.
And so put your trust in Him.
Pon tu confianza en Él.
We need to learn not to look to the left or to the right.
Necesitamos saber que no debemos mirar a la derecha ni la izquierda.
We need to keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus, who is perfect.
Pero poner nuestros ojos en Jesús, quien es perfecto.
He will never fail you.
Él nunca nos fallará.
He's a rock.
Él es roca.
A sure foundation.
Un lugar de seguridad.
He is our place of safety.
Él es nuestro lugar de seguridad.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand.
Vamos a ponernos en pie.
We're going to say a short prayer and then we're going to take communion together.
Vamos a orar y luego vamos a tener comunión juntos.
And let's pray that God will give us the grace and the strength to run to Him.
Vamos a pedirle a Dios por la gracia para correr a Él.
Lord, we come before You as Your church. And I ask, Lord, that You would meet Your people right where they are. Lord, You know the storms. You know the trials. Lord, You know the questions. Lord, You know everything that each and every one of Your children are going through. Those that are here in person or even those that are online. Lord, You know their circumstances. But Lord, You want to remind them that You are their place of safety. That if You will run, if we will run to You, You will be our strong tower, our tabernacle, the rock that will make us secure. You are a place of safety and protection. And so I pray, Lord, that You would remind us as we begin to despair, that we would run to You and call out to You, even as the psalmist from the ends of the earth. Lord, when we're in a place where we don't even know where we are, we know that You are our guide. You will lead us and You will protect us. And so help us not to lose our trust or look to the left and the right at the circumstances around us, the storm that has seemed to envelop us. I pray instead that we would look to you, who alone is able to calm the storm. You're able to speak peace, and Lord, everything will calm down. And so I pray you'd minister to the hearts of your people. I pray that as they come to you, you would give them great peace. For Lord, it's in your tabernacle, in your presence, that there is great peace. Minister to the hearts of your people. And for all of the needs that they may have, meet them where they are. And we thank you, Lord, for the reminder of your word, that, Lord, you are our place of safety. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.